includes enhancing unemployment insurance and food security programs.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Meanwhile, a cruise ship off the coast of California carrying some infected passengers just hours away from docking in Oakland.
Medical teams have already assessed the passengers and evacuated several over the weekend who do not have COVID-19. The rest will disembark here in waves. Those who are sick will be taken off first and hospitalized.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a beautiful weekend, round one of the rain today, with showers likely, maybe a few thunderstorms, high temperature, upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. Scattered showers will be around from time to time. Tonight, overnight low 61. Then tomorrow night, Wednesday night, periods of showers and thunderstorms. Rainfall could be locally heavy at times. It's not going to rain all the time, but the potential for excessive rainfall could create some flooding problems. Mid-70s tomorrow, mid-60s on Wednesday. The rain ends around midday Thursday. Sunshine returns on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Montgomery woman has been missing since November of 2018, and her family is once again asking for anyone with information to come forward. Lakira Goldsmith was last seen on Narrow Lane Road. If you know anything, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery police need your help finding a man wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. Authorities say 65-year-old Kermit Canty is convicted of criminal sexual conduct against a 6-year-old boy. There is a $5,000 reward in this case. And Alabama lawmakers could lift a decades-old ban on yoga in public schools. This bill would let local school systems decide if they want to teach yoga. The Alabama Board of Education voted in 1993 to prohibit yoga, hypnosis, and meditation in schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We all have missions, like mission late-night tacos at the taco truck that only takes cash, but is so worth getting cash for. Whatever your mission, trust e-checking from Navy Federal Credit Union with ATM rebates, no monthly fees, and unlimited taco potential.
Another route?
The free account with perks for members. See if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. Y'all, if you haven't ever been down here, we're a family restaurant. We're easy to get to right off of I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit, then you take the first exit. It's Louisville Street. Hit the bottom of the ramp and turn right three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You're going to find the Capitol Oyster Bar on the river. You're also going to find our RV resort down here on the river. You can bring your trailer or your bus down here and stay with us as long as you'd like. We'd have a great time, let me tell you, jump right to Sunday afternoon because we're excited. Back from Chicago to Montgomery, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. All these guys have been together, these same four guys, almost 30 years playing their daring Chicago Blues. And they're going to do it down here Sunday at 5 o'clock. We're going to cook you up something fresh from the Gulf. Fried, steamed, or grill. We can also cook you a good old hamburger, cook you a good old ribeye steak. I know you're getting hungry. Get over here to the steamer. We'll steam you some fresh oysters, chuck you some fresh oysters. We're going to have a good time. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some and, in fact, demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Stock market is down 1,642 points. Temperature outside is 71 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Horton.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Doing great.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I had some fun. We got a lot of stuff done, too. So it was a good weekend.
Done and done, huh?
Yeah. Got errands done and prepared for this big week. I'll be I'll let you know now, I'm filling in for Greg on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
So you'll be here from, the afternoon, not the morning.
Afternoon. So I'll be here from 9 in the morning till 6 at night. 9 hours on air.
Welcome to the old days.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
But Greg's going to see his daughter, so I'm happy to do it for him. Happy to look out for him. And a lot of good folks, but I'll just let you know, I'll be preparing and girding my loins maybe, 30 minutes before your show's over. Whatever that means.
I like that word. It's a piece of cake out here. 272-9228. Did something a little bit different this weekend, food-wise. Mm. Fresh Market has prime pork tenderloin on sale. And Mike the Butcher, the head of the meat department there, said, you ought to try this and try it with this seasoning on it. And I did that, and it was spectacular. I mean, I haven't done a pork tenderloin in years. But I did in the sous-vide style, precision cooker, and then cooked it on the grill just to kind of give that grill taste to it. And it was really good.
Awesome.
It really was good. Among my other good fun things out there, Duke won against North Carolina. That's a biggie. Auburn won against Tennessee. Big time. That was a biggie. We get the SEC and ACC playoffs starting this week. So, it's going to be a fun week of football. We got a lot of stuff going on with the market is dropping pretty substantially. It put in circuit breakers a little while ago. Excuse me. Put in circuit breakers a little while ago, but it was down almost 2,000 points, right at 2,000. Early this morning, it's going back and testing a low that it hit earlier today. And it seems that it's holding that low. The low is 24,149, and so if it holds that low and tests a little above that, that's a good sign. I want to know from the audience, how concerned are you about coronavirus? I clearly see people who are frail, who have underlying issues. I can see that they need to not be in large groups and not be around exposed to people that they don't know what they're doing. But this general panic stuff is... Ugh.
It's driving me crazy, mostly because I'm not in that demographic of people susceptible to dying. I'd imagine if I got that virus, I barely even tell.
Yeah.
That's just how it works with me. Last time I got the flu, it wasn't great, but it wasn't the end of the world. So I'd find the news coverage annoying. I think it's serious and people should take precaution and listen to doctors. But generally speaking, the constant coverage and barrage of it, we have more cases, another death. It's just over.
Well, it's like I said last week when I was talking to my doctor friend. He said, we're going to find a whole bunch of cases here because we're going to be testing them. And then a whole bunch of them are going to test positive, but they're going to be asymptomatic. And it's going to be lighter than the flu. And the crap that Governor Cuomo did yesterday, talking about he can't get test kits and this kind of stuff, and Azar just blew him apart and said, we offered them more test kits and they didn't want them. They said they have enough. So this has just really kind of gotten out of hand the way it's being discussed. And then you've got the Bernie Sanders issue and Joe Biden. And I know.
Well, Bernie he's a commie. He's ready. He's a commie. He's a socialist, but then at least Bernie doesn't look like a cadaver. Like, it's just, Joe Biden does not look great, man. It's not just a looks thing, how he carries himself.
Well, it's interesting, too. I went back and looked over a whole bunch of numbers, and for tomorrow, we'll be talking about this on Wednesday, but for the election tomorrow, I'm going to be looking at, does Michigan, are they casting more votes or less votes than they did in 2016? And the media is playing this that everybody, and I think what has happened is they didn't want Bernie and they chose Joe as an acceptable alternative, but they're not excited about Joe. The numbers aren't, Bernie's numbers aren't going up, and Joe's numbers aren't going up in comparison to Hillary's when you do them head-to-head. You put the Hillary numbers in for Biden, and you reverse it and look at the 2016-2020. it's just not any excitement out there. And you got to have excitement to get things going. And people are going to hear Robert Wolf talk about this. They're kind of like, oh, well, you know, this, oh, that's just Joe. That's what just Joe does. Well, I think that the public is not looking at it quite like that. I think what they did is they go, we can't have Bernie. I'm going to go and vote for Joe. But I think that there's going to be a fall off of Joe's votes for Trump or not show up at all because they just didn't want Bernie. Bernie scared the yeah out of him. And so Joe gave you a sense of security. But let's listen to some of the Biden gaffes from a montage we put together.
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all. I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I? 150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. It would put 720 million women back in the workforce.
Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
What's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? And what a neat town.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
And it's going to get worse. And so when you listen to these people, they're kind of like, oh, that's just Joe. Well, but when you really look at all the mistakes, and there were more I couldn't even get to because they needed to have some type of, like he's talking about meeting with the head of China. Well, that person had not been the head of China for like 8 years.
Right.
So it just, I think what's going to happen is people are going to watch him and they kind of go, you know, I'm not sure Joe's all there. I'm not sure if Joe's ready. And John Sununu has put together a interesting scenario concept. But before we go to that, let's listen to Ed O'Keefe talking about, well, let me do this. Let me go to a break. Then we'll get to CBS talking about the Biden-Sanders duel.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here.
Fire from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United Fire Comfort.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine GGA. That's where we are. I wonder if this is going to affect spring breakers down in Florida and Alabama. You know, miss the sun and the sand and. It's not too crowded, as long as you don't go to some of these dance places that kids have. But, of course, they are not the ones at risk.
Right.
But if you're, you know, if you're over 60 and you have diabetes or you've got heart problems or pulmonary problems, then you need to be taking, you need to be cautious.
Well, I'd imagine oil prices are down because less demand, so people won't be traveling.
Now, OPEC is in a war. They dropped it. They purposely dropped it. 30% dropped.
Wow.
It could get down to $22 a barrel.
OPEC purposely dropped it.
Yeah, they're doing a price war.
Who are they at war with?
Other people.
Well, I was wondering, though, because, you know, we're getting hit, but I know that Europe's, you know, right now, Europe's growth, their GDP growth is abysmal, right?
Right. Germany in particular.
Yeah, so that's a major problem.
Italy right now is on the ropes.
Yeah, and then China hasn't been growing as much as they need to.
No, they may have a negative GDP number.
So it's not so much, it's more like contagion in literal and figurative terms, economic terms, that could come here is what people are worried about.
Yeah, you know, it's the uncertainty is when you don't know what's about to happen. And, you know, Carnival Cruise Line, which I talked about on Friday, it's been cut in half.
Yeah.
So you can buy it for 50 cents on the dollar out there. Some of these big hotels, same thing. It's really is taking a hit on it. And
I might go on a trip.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you what. The one thing that the CDC has said is don't take a cruise.
Right, right.
But if you want to fly to Europe, maybe get on that plane. If you want to fly basically anywhere, I did some checking on airline fares, and I was kind of surprised at how much they had dropped. I mean, you can fly from here to Washington, D.C. for $219 round trip. It's a pretty good deal.
It's not bad at all.
Go there, get sick, come back.
Yeah.
And infect Montgomery. Let's listen to Ed O'Keefe talking about Biden and Sanders' duel tomorrow.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders are both in Michigan today ahead of tomorrow's Democratic presidential contest. Six states will hold votes for 352 delegates. That includes Mississippi, Missouri, Michigan, Idaho, North Dakota, and Washington. Of those, Michigan is the big prize. It has the most delegates, 125 of them. Today, Sanders added a roundtable with public health experts to address fears of the coronavirus. And our Ed O'Keefe reports from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Neither Joe Biden nor Bernie Sanders appear to be making significant changes to their campaigns amid the spread of coronavirus. But the Sanders campaign did set up these hand sanitizers at an event at the University of Michigan. And while Biden used some before a meal in Mississippi, the focus for both men is the races on Tuesday.
Ann Arbor, thank you!
Sanders has held half a dozen events in Michigan since Friday. He's hoping this is where he can block Biden's momentum.
We're taking on the Wall Street executives who are helping to fund his campaign.
And hoping to boost his support among black voters, who he struggled to win over, Sanders campaigned on Sunday with civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson, who endorsed the senator.
I stand with Bernie Sanders today because he stood with me.
So, what's the influence of a Jesse Jackson endorsement? Well, it's funny, everybody, if you were talking to the political pundits that were kind of down the center, even those that are on the left, say he's kind of old school. And if there's somebody who's old school, it's Jesse Jackson. Let's go to Gene. Gene, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I just want to tell you that 7 to 9 and 12 to 3 are my program.
Well, good.
Y'all, Joey and Jack, and you and Joey, those are the two programs that I listen to during the week.
Well, Gene, that is awfully sweet of you. I'm glad that you lend your time to us.
Okay, y'all be safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was sweet.
That was sweet of her.
Sweet. Except it's afternoon and it's 9 to 3.
Right.
But that's all right. Okay, so Ed O'Keefe is going to lay down the standards for tomorrow.
So far, Biden has overwhelmingly won the support of black voters from Virginia to the Carolinas.
If I'm a comeback kid, there's only one reason I've come back. The African-American community all around the country.
Biden raised $22 million last week and is now pumping at least $12 million of advertising into some states voting this week and next. The goal is to amass a big enough delegate lead that Sanders can't catch him. On Sunday, Biden earned yet another endorsement from a former opponent, this time Senator Kamala Harris.
I believe in Joe. I really believe in him, and I have known him for a long time.
Her endorsement comes after a particularly bitter exchange last summer when she questioned his record on civil rights.
You also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Here in Grand Rapids, Biden makes an appearance at this health center this morning. And then he'll be joined by yet another new supporter. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker just announced he's endorsing his former rival. They will campaign together later in Flint and then that campaign rally tonight in Detroit.
Now, I think part of what happened in 2016 compared to 2020, I think there was a Bernie Sanders movement that he has some followers. I also think there's a negative Hillary Clinton movement that voted for Bernie Sanders. I think that's why we're seeing the vote we're seeing. So when he says a particular group of people didn't show up, I think the thing that the Democrats have to watch, and we're going to be looking at those numbers Wednesday after the Tuesday primary, is the vote higher, lower, or the same? And particularly when you look at it from 2016 and then 2008, what are the numbers? And if they're voting more in 2008 than they did in, 2012 than they did in 2020, then there's probably going to be a problem. The other thing is, Washington was a caucus state, now it's a primary state, and Bernie won it pretty handily. I think he had 74% of the vote. Michigan is going to be the one to watch, and I think what's going to happen here is the Bernie bros aren't going to be powerful enough by themselves to get them over the line because they're missing the Hillary Clinton factor. And when you don't have the Hillary Clinton factor, you don't all of a sudden jump up 20 points in the polls because that's the group that you didn't poll that you may have seen, yeah, I'm for Bernie, but it didn't show up, particularly among the women that are out there. So we'll see what happens. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Byron York on Biden and Sanders for tomorrow.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more at slerodeo.com.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The big sell-off swings continue on Wall Street, where the Dow was down by as much as 2,000 points at one point on worries about oil prices and the coronavirus. On Capitol Hill,
top congressional Democrats say a response to the coronavirus cannot focus solely on containment and a cure, but also impacts to families with added economic stress. A list of proposals from Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi includes enhancing unemployment insurance and food security programs.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Meanwhile, a cruise ship off the coast of California carrying some infected passengers just hours away from docking in Oakland.
Medical teams have already assessed the passengers and evacuated several over the weekend who do not have COVID-19. The rest will disembark here in waves. Those who are sick will be taken off first and hospitalized.
Fox's Claudia Cowan, America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As this new week begins, we have more rain to look forward to again. Dry today, a warmer day becoming breezy, high temperature up to about 73. And then I think the evening is dry tonight, but scattered showers are possible by the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature tonight, 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers around from time to time. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Mid-70s for a high and a risk of more showers Thursday and Friday. Here we go again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
But Joey, I know that spring is around the corner because my table outside was yellow Sunday.
I'm starting to see it show up in my car, yeah.
It's unbelievable. I went to the dog park on Saturday and Sunday. Benji had the best time ever. He loves that dog park. And it's funny, he knows that I don't put the car in the garage and the car's outside. He'll go to the passenger side and sit and just look up at the door. Knowing, let's go. Yeah. Come on, Dad. Let's go to the park. Let's go to the park. So he was all jazzed about that. So a German Shepherd was there and was getting a little feisty with some of the other dogs. And he ran into my leg. I mean, that dog was like solid muscle. I still feel it now. I need some of your CBD oil. It's but that park, I tell you, that's a great treasure for Montgomery, South on Vaughan Road. If you haven't been there, you need to go. It's a great place to see. Okay, now Byron York on Biden and Sanders, their situation tomorrow. This is America's Newsroom about 3 hours ago.
Is this Bernie's make-or-break moment?
It's pretty close. I mean, it's the first time we've had a one-on-one race in this whole primary contest. Remember, last week, we still had Michael Bloomberg. We still had Elizabeth Warren in the race. Now it is that one-on-one race that a lot of Democrats wanted. Bernie Sanders won Michigan in 2016 in a one-on-one race with Hillary Clinton. He won Washington State in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. But it appears right now that both of those states, while he may be ahead, are actually tightening quite a bit.
Meanwhile, we've got some brand new endorsements for Joe Biden heading into that mini Super Tuesday, Byron. Here's Cory Booker on endorsing Biden. The answer to hatred and division is to reignite our spirit of common purpose, he writes. Joe Biden won't only win, he'll show there's more that unites us than divides us. He'll restore honor to the Oval Office and tackle our most pressing challenges. That's why I'm proud to endorse Joe. And Kamala Harris, you remember back to some of those tense moments on the debate stage with Joe Biden, now endorsing Biden in this video clip. Here's Kamala.
I am with great enthusiasm going to endorse Joe Biden for President of the United States. We need a leader who really does care about the people and who can therefore unify the people. And I believe Joe can do that.
What do some of these key endorsements mean for Joe Biden?
Well, it just shows more unifying behind Biden, the Democratic establishment, his former opponents, everybody sort of getting behind them. Bernie Sanders featured an endorsement from Jesse Jackson in Michigan, but that is more of a figure from the past than Kamala Harris or Cory Booker. The big problem here is the math in the Democratic race. The Democratic Party has a system called proportional allocation of delegates. It is not a winner-take-all system. If you win a state, but you win by just a little bit, you only get a few more delegates than the other guy. Now, Joe Biden has a lead of about 90 delegates right now, which seems like not all that much. It's doable. But remember, Bernie Sanders won Michigan in 2016 by just a single point over Hillary Clinton. He got 67 delegates and she got 64 delegates. So for winning a big state, Michigan, Bernie Sanders picked up a net 4 delegates. It's hard to make up a big lead if you can win a big state and you only get 4 more delegates than the other person.
So while Sanders might win some of those states tomorrow, he needs to win by a big, large amount. You mentioned that Jesse Jackson endorsement for Bernie Sanders. Let's listen.
People alive. Bernie Sanders can win. Will win. Must win. Bernie can win. Will win. Must win. When Bernie wins, health care wins. Love you guys.
Final thoughts on that, Byron, as we head into another big day for the race for 2020 tomorrow.
Sanders says this is not make or break for him. He's going to stay in it. And the one thing he does have is he has this significant but not huge group of intensely devoted followers, and they're going to stick with him whatever happens on Tuesday.
You know, Jesse Jackson doing his old style thing, I'm not sure that lands anything.
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson is not a Clyburn of South Carolina.
No, James Clyburn, that speech he gave to support Biden, that was powerful. You're reminded, you see him on TV, and it's like, oh, another congressman. When he actually goes into that speech.
And you could feel him.
Yeah, he's very, very good. Say. Yeah.
Okay, so now Robert Wood, former Obama economic advisor, political guy, he's going to be talking about the Dem strategy and then Kamala Harris endorsement.
I am with great enthusiasm going to endorse Joe Biden for president of the United States. We need a leader who really does care about the people and who can therefore unify the people. And I believe Joe can do that.
That was former 2020 hopeful Kamala Harris, who notoriously attacked Joe Biden on the debate stage, now giving him her full endorsement. Our next guest has known Kamala Harris for more than a decade, calls her endorsement, quote, perfect timing. There's a here to explain, Fox News contributor and former economic advisor to President Obama, Robert Wolf. Kamala Harris gave you a birthday pals. This morning, too.
Yes. Listen, Kamala is one of the most coveted endorsements in the country. Other than Obama's, she may be right there. The timing was perfect. She's going to be with the vice president tomorrow night in Detroit, the eve of the Michigan election. And let's be honest, she's a rock star. She's going to be right there probably in the possibility of a VP. And I would say the most important thing is her group of followers actually are very complimentary to the vice president. She brings a different electricity to the base.
So those attacks in the debate about busing and other, I mean, she went after the vice president directly when others were not willing to do so. Is that water under the bridge now?
Come on, it's a competition. Everyone has to go after each other. My view is they had a disagreement and they move on. It's no different than what President Trump went with Republicans or what you and I may do before we come on TV. once you're sitting together, you figure out how to unify what's best for the party.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Frank. Frank, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Hey, Dan. How are you today?
I am great, my friend.
All right. Great. Listen, I had a question. Didn't Biden have some health issues a few years back, like a mild stroke or something like
that?
He
did.
I mean, I know from family members that don't always totally recover from that.
You
have some cognitive skills that don't always snap back.
Yeah, you can notch down with it, but I think that the stroke, I think this is a combination of pressure, old age, and just pressure and old age.
Well, I can relate to the old age
part. You and me both.
I understand. Hey, can I get in Sweet Creek, please?
Absolutely. Frank, give me your month and day of birth.
3-1.
3-1, buddy, you got it.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how did you enjoy Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, my gosh. Paradise.
Man.
Paradise. And
I was in shorts. I had short sleeves on yesterday. Benji was looking good, having a great time at the park, cooking out. It was all good.
Can't beat it. Sure is good to be back on daylight saving time, too, man.
I just wish we'd stay here. I just wish we wouldn't get off.
I wish we would. This whacking back and forth is just ridiculous. And this winter, it was extremely depressing because not only did we lose an hour of sunlight, it stayed dark and raining and cold for 4 months.
Yeah.
They just said we had the wettest winter in history in Alabama.
Well, just get ready. It's going to start raining again tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
This is true. I'm about to go over the river just to see how it hasn't gone down yet very much, that's for sure.
Yeah, starts at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then it rains Wednesday, all day Tuesday, Wednesday, at Friday, Sunday, Monday, next week. Ugh.
Yeah, golly Moses. Well, I guess it's better than no rain at all, maybe.
No. My yard says negatory on that. It is. My yard is like washed away.
My topsoil's gone. I've got to get me a truck of topsoil this year. It's washed away.
Yeah.
You can't grow grass without topsoil. That's all there is to it. I'm insulted by them. I've known lots of rock stars, and Kamala Harris damn sure ain't no rock star.
I agree with that. And also, did you see the video of her? I mean, she looked like she was in a hostage film. I mean, she just kind of sit there and was saying all the right things, but the enthusiasm, you could just tell, wasn't there.
The look on her face was not jovial.
Yeah, it's like somebody's out sitting off to her right that had a pistol pointed at her and say this.
Yeah. And Jesse Jackson endorsing Bernie.
I knew that'd bring you over to Bernie's side.
Yeah, and I don't know. Bernie must have given him a lot of damn money. There's got to be another story.
Well, he endorsed him at one point in his career.
Oh, Bernie endorsed Jesse Jackson?
Yeah, when he ran in, what was it, 1996 or whatever it was?
Yeah, when all the preachers were running. Pat Robertson, seemed like half the damn people in the election were a preacher, you know what I mean? Damn, that's sure enough a good reason for a Catholic not to vote for him. I sure don't want no Baptist preacher for president, that's all I got to say. But that's another story.
Okay, now let me ask you this, as a Catholic.
Yes, sir.
Happens if the Pope gets coronavirus?
He dies and they elect another Pope.
Because he would be in that risk pool, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would, and, you know, but they're taking care of him. He's got his giant screen TVs to do his Vatican address with. You know, you ain't got to worry about the Catholic Church and the Pope. They're equipped, buddy. They're equipped for everything. In fact, they've survived, oh, how long, 1,700 years?
Yeah, let me tell you. I'll tell you the story. I went in when Reagan was going to meet with the Pope, and I got to see the Vatican in ways that most people don't get to see.
Sure,
it.
Sure.
And so I was talking to the guy, and he was kind of questioning us, said, well, we've been doing this for a while. And so he goes, well, we've been doing it for 1,700 years. I said,
yeah.
Okay, you had me on that one.
That's the longest standing institution in the history of mankind, yeah, as far as I know.
One of the most successful bureaucracies in the history of man.
Yeah, and still there, and I could say the most successful bureaucracy. They've got a grip on power and placement. There's nobody but the U.S. government that's got more places in the world than the Catholic Church. So they literally set up bases all over the world, Catholic bases, if you want to put it that way. I would. So they got control of the situation. One last note. If you notice, all the countries who have a very bad coronavirus situation have socialized medicine. Every damn one of them. I'm insulted and irritated by the coronavirus scare. We got the best health system in the world. We got the healthiest people in the world. This country's going to be damn fine, is all I got to say.
I agree with that. I think we're so overshooting the runway. It's unbelievable, particularly after the conversation that I shared with you, the audience, about the doctor who did the CDC conference call. I mean, he said, look, and I should have kind of programmed this into my thinking, we're going to get probably 100,000 cases.
Sure.
But they're going to only test positive. They're not going to be at-risk people. There may, out of that 100,000, there may be 1,000 that are at-risk groups.
Did you see the nasty grin on Rahm Emanuel's face?
Oh, man.
Whenever he said, this is going to be the challenge for President Xi and Donald Trump. He was just as happy as could be. I am so disgusted with these people. This is obviously just politics.
Well, if you listen to Morning Joe today, Morning Joe put this whole coronavirus from beginning to end at Donald Trump's feet. And it is incredible some of the nasty things he said about President Trump.
They just can't let up. And it's always a disaster for the Democrats and the media. It's always a disaster. And you know what? It's never a disaster.
Well, they're hoping this thing. They're hoping that the market tanks, because if the market does not recover, say by August, and I mean recover substantially, this will be a problem for the president's reelection.
Okay, and Saudi Arabia and Russia dumping oil on the world. This is beyond belief, guys. Without America, the leader in production in the world, none of this would have ever happened.
Well, the only reason
Russia—the
only reason Russia's doing is they don't want to be caught with their, you know what, in their hand, because they need to be doing it. Needs to be $50 a barrel for them to make money, and $32 ain't 50. And so
right.
They're just trying to get rid of it, and so they can get some kind of revenues in, because this is a revenue source.
Gentlemen, I'm over the Northern Bypass. It is real damn big, guys. Looks like it's reflooding for the third time. So,
can you see the park area?
No, it's up to the canopy on the amphitheater.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all covered up, and it, the water looks higher now than it did Friday, to be honest with you. So,
that's the downstream
effect.
Gators
are enjoying it.
That's the downstream effect.
Yes, it is. The gators and the snakes are going to be real happy with that. Oh, yeah, man. It's all the way up to the ramp by the northern, coming off the northern bypass. Oh, yeah, all the power lines are underwater and all that stuff. You know, the place. So, hey, that's the Alabama River.
Wait. So how high is it?
Well, I mean, it's way up, 6-8 feet up into the trees. I'm on the bridge going south right now. It's way the hell up, man.
Okay, so are you, when you... How far up on the park? So is it up to the tunnel?
Let's see. I can't see, but it can't be too far. I don't think it's up to there, but it ain't going to take these guys long to get there, you know?
There you go.
Hey, by the end of the week, it might be.
Thanks for the telephone call, my friend.
Thank you, man. Bye.
Bye. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace & Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at AlabamaDumpster.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Got some of those great peppers from Sweet Creek Farm Market this weekend. Man, they were delicious. It's funny. They're so different than the peppers you get in the store. You cut it open, and you can just, the aroma that comes up from it is outstanding. And then I put them in the precision cooker and heat them up and then finish them out on the grill. Let's go to Sam. Oh, by the way, they still have the prime and the premium New York strip. That prime, I'm telling you, is a great deal for $11.99 a pound. I mean, that prime New York strip, $11.99 a pound, that's great. But you can't, $7.99 for the premium is good, I'll have to say. But I like the prime. They also have the shrimp still on sale, and which is a really good deal. I'm trying to work with Cecil about having a wine and cheese tasting over there for Dan Morris Show listeners.
You're talking to the right person.
Sam, how are you, my friend?
Yeah. Man, no. You see, I'm a Dan fan show listener.
There you go.
Yeah. Wine, cheese, a bucket of shrimp, lots of shrimp.
There you go.
okay, first off, Jesse Jackson, is his son out of prison yet?
Oh, he is.
All right, this whole thing with Greg Budell went down to visit his daughter, and I think he's like the rest of us. Every time I turn on my phone now, I'm getting an ad for Disney.
they're cutting the prices. They're wanting people to show up.
Oh, man. You should. Disney stock took it on the chin. I've got a client that is a huge owner of a Disney stock.
Yeah, it'll all bounce back, but it's still, I was talking to Terry this weekend. It's just, there's this pressure in the media. It's incredible. It's just how this is being pushed. And like I said, all these little cemeteries around here, we have a little family cemetery outside of Troy. And you can see all the headstones from 1918. And, you know, we're nowhere near that kind of thing yet. But it's, I want to share this with you. Dan, when was that vote on the gas tax? Wasn't that last year?
It was.
I was laid up in ICU. I have a little lung problem. And I bounced back and whatnot. And
Do you still have the problem?
A little bit. And I got tested. And I saw a VA took a while. I saw a pulmonologist over the summer. They said I'm in the clear.
Good.
So that's good. Yeah. But I'm just saying, all I'm going to do is keep washing my hands and live my life. I'm still going to Walmart. But it's incredible to me how everywhere I look on the magazines, newspapers, over the air, they corona.
Honestly believe, because the way MSNBC handles this, and also NBC, which is tanking, by the way, in the ratings, their nightly news, ABC is the dominant force. But I really think they're just trying to talk this thing down because they know this is the Achilles heel for Trump.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't doubt it. Well, listen, just in case I don't make it, I wanted to tell you I enjoy your show, and I tried. Man, I tried. Oh, that's so bad. That's all I got, man. If you have some wine and cheese, you know I'll show up.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Well, I hope you do. It's, Fresh Market has a great cheese selection, but as I told Cecil, I'm not going to go spend $12 on a thing of cheese that I don't know what it tastes like. And same thing with the bottle of wine.
Yeah. Dealing with wine is you find a case of wine you like the looks of, you try one bottle, and if you like it, you go back and get more, but... Also, just talking about peppers and whatnot. Full moon last night here on the farm. I've had some potatoes cut up ready to plant for at least 2 weeks. The weather was so screwed up. They're going in the ground today. Fresh onions, that kind of stuff's going on.
Yeah, the moon was so bright last night that I walked Benji, and I could see everything, and it was amazing.
Yes, sir. I know exactly what you're talking about. I take an evening walk. I took an afternoon walk, but it was so bright, I just kept walking around the pond because it was wonderful. Temperature was right, and the moon was like, man, I don't mean to hold you up, but I had to chime in, man. It's all this racket about the coronavirus, there's something's pushing it, and it's not right.
Yep. Yep, you have a good one. Thanks for the telephone call. Yeah, Mimi sent me a picture of the river, and it is up to the tunnel. It's up to the gate of the tunnel, and that's a pretty fur piece to get down to where the dock is, or even get to where the van stand is. So. Okay, guys, we are going to go to the top of our break. Coming back, I'm more Robert Wolf. I've got the political technical guy for...